brothers and sisters. Great to have your company with you here.
Goulburn Correctional Centre.
Hi, my name's Ray. I'm with all the other brothers coming to you on 2SER 107.3 FM. Reaching out to men and women wherever you are in the system.
Jailbreak's national weekly prison radio program heard on a growing number of local radio stations, connecting all our mob from Broken Hills to Dry FM to Melbourne's 3CR.
Isn't that true?
Jailbreak's Kate Pinney in the background.
So welcome to prison, aye. For my brothers in the yard and I can't wait till they all come back, till they all come back.
Some stories and lyrics are unsuitable for young audiences and may offend more sensitive listeners. Something upsets you, make sure you talk to someone about it.
Welcome to all my brothers and families out there.
Brother, don't run. I was taught from young that I'll get caught up in the system, didn't listen, and that's how I got done.
Hi, my name's Ray. I'm at Goulburn Correctional Centre down at the Art Kuru Shop, Narrawarra Umma. Yeah, I'm just sitting here with all the brothers. Lordy, Les, Billy, and Mick.
It's Witty here.
Hey, it's Dwayne here.
Welcome, brothers.
The rooms, it's pretty big. It's the walls are all painted up the back. Yeah, there's neon lights on the ceilings. There's like a little back room where they store all the paint and the brothers' paintings. That's the officers' work, where they sit in and do their work and stuff, yeah. So they just use that to the safety. Yeah, they pass our lunch through there and stuff. Nah, there's no windows. That's the front door.
We'll wait for them to look, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, they wake us up about 6:10. They give us like 10 minutes to get ready.
Yeah.
They put us out into our yards. We're there for about 20 minutes and then we come down here, yeah. So we get here about 7:10, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and we gotta have breakfast down here. Oh, we get like a ration pack every afternoon. There's like 7 sugars, whatever cereal, like cornflakes or Cocoa Pops.
How many sugars did you say?
7 sugars. Yeah.
Not all in one go.
Nah, not all in one go.
Jailbreak's Kate Pinney in the background.
Not enough for us.
That's our ration
just for the day. 7 sugars. Goulburn has a bad name, but it doesn't. It's our yard, it's just all curries. This jail is their own nachos in each yard.
It's from history.
It's just from history, their system, you know what I mean? It's just...
We're a bit sorry about the vacuum, what's happening in the background there, but I'm hoping your ears are more paying attention to our voices.
Being segregated, it's good that we're all together, we've got our own coin, you know what I mean? It's good to have all brothers or islands together, but it's a bad thing because it's like we said, like it can cause conflict. And we'd rather have the gates open, we can all mix and be friends.
We always said expect the worst, hope for the best. Keep them close if you know they're down for street.
Hey brothers, it's Witty here. This workshop down here is for us, you know, like Narrawarra Umma, like it means a place of culture and knowledge. And like that's what we got, the only thing we got here for us brothers, you know. We're all isolated here. We're segregated into Koori Yard. It's very ethnical how Goulburn runs the system.
This is the only jail.
Baz house, because like they're isolating us, they're segregating us. You know, it's like they're stereotyping us, giving us a label by keeping us together or separated, you know, from other nationalities or whatever else. Brings us like, racial politics into the system.
You originally were brought in long before our time.
For my brothers in the yard and I can't wait till they all come back, till they all come back. 1-4 part of the gang, 2-7 where my heart is at, where my heart is at. We chopped up too easy, got locked up too easy, and now I'm on TV. I bet it burns them to see me walk, they'd rather see me between the...
Yeah, we right here, boys. Mainly everyone in the yard are all mates, you know what I mean? We're all there together. There's some, you got a little bit of drama, politics, it's jail, you know what I mean? Out of other jails, we mix, you know, you can hang around who you want. Here, it's just, you're in this jail with your own kind and it can get a bit tense. I don't know, we don't mind it. I'd rather be here than be in any other jail.
It was supposed to be one of the hecticest jails back in the days. Everyone didn't get along, so they had to segregate the yard. Well, this is just from what we've been told. So they've just kept it in place. It's, you know, like it's a maxo jail. It's still a rough jail, but compared to back in the days, a lot of old unks probably listening. If they're listening, they would have went in here back in the days. They'll know firsthand. I think, they just kept it in place for that reason. You got mates in other nationality yards and that? because you talk to them through the fence, you got close mates, you want to kick back with them on a daily basis, you know. It is jail, it is what it is, you know.
Time flies, you know. We come down here, we work. A lot of us don't get money sent in, so we come down here, they give us $50 a week to get out of the yard. Coming down here for half a day, it's good. We can go back to the yard, have a shower, a train, whatnot, and then get locked in at 3:30. It's good.
Make
the time go quick and
breaks it up. Yeah, it's a steady routine. We rotate monthly, so that breaks your time up. Rotate the RG out of fairness, so everyone gets a bit of sun. We've got indoor showers, some got outdoor showers, some got cold and whatever. But yeah, for us, that breaks up the time, you know? Everyone gets a bit of sun, a bit of cold and whatever. But yeah, get sick of the same, sitting in the same jail for so long that it just starts. You get that routine down pat, then it starts getting a bit slow.
Me personally, I like to do a couple of years here. A year there, breaks my time up. I've got 3 years to go, hopefully 12 years on the bottom, which boys will know what that means, like 12 years in jail. You know, there's a lot of people in the worst situation, people not getting out of jail. I can't sit here and whinge about it, like, it is what it is, I did what I did, so...
He was young when he come in, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I get out 35, that's young, you got a chance there to do the right thing.
It's Ray here, boys.
I'm just eating a bit of crunchy peanut butter toast, and I got a drinking chocolate brew on the side here. Yeah, sorry, you might hear me crunching. That's just me having a munch on a bit of toast here while I'm having the yarmages.
Welcome to all my brothers and families out there. I'm at Goulburn Correction Centre down at the Art Curry Shop, Narrawarra Amma.
Thank you.
To all my brothers and families out there with a loved one on the inside, we are doing okay and think of you all the time. Tune in to Jailbreak every week.
2SER 107.3 FM.
Welcome, listeners. Jailbreak, same time, same route. Just because you're in doesn't mean you're out.
Jail, hey, all my brothers and sisters on the inside and the outside, you're listening to BLO on Jailbreak. Hope he's all doing good.
Hey, it's Ray again. If you are waiting to hear your shout-outs and music requests, just keep listening every week. Everything Jailbreak records goes to air. For more info, tell your mob to get on Jailbreak's Facebook page. Search for Jailbreak Radio.
Hey brothers, it's Witty here. Goulburn Correctional Centre. Like Narrawarra Umma, like it means a place of culture and knowledge. Down here, it's the only place that we can, you know, do our own thing, whether it's painting or drawing.
Hey, it's Dwayne here.
Painted up the back. A couple of the brothers are doing paintings on the back walls, and
we got
individual workstations. Yeah, we just sit down here and paint 5 times a week. Yeah, and do our best there. Yeah.
Places like this here are good for us to keep in contact with our culture and kick back with the brothers. Do a bit of kuri art and learn more about the longest living culture in the world.
My dad was an artist. I learned to paint from him, watching him as a kid. So that was something that was pretty cool. Something I can keep in tune with my culture, I guess.
It's Dwayne here. My dad's Corey and my mum's his wife. I grew up in Mount Jewel all my life. I didn't really know much about my background and that. But as I got older, jail, that's when I found out what my tribe was, where my family's from. I didn't like not knowing like about my heritage and that. Like, I'd love to, like, when you hear the boys, they know, like, especially the boys from the country and that, they know everything about
their tribe
and that, you know, and they're more in touch with their culture than boys from like the city now, because that's a big difference growing up on the dirt and like out in the sticks than living in the city. Like, it's all cement and that. Like, I've never been out of Mount Druitt. I've lived in Mount Druitt my whole life. I can only go off what my dad's a blackfellow in my family. His mum and his dad, they were passed away long before I was growing up, so I couldn't get any. I wasn't able to go back to the bush, enough to be passed down to me, so I'd just go off what my dad would tell me and that. And like I said, it's a different environment being in the city now. Like, not saying for everyone in the city, but me in particular, I was always on the streets now. I didn't have much contact with my family to be around. Like, I was there with my family, but I was always on the streets and I got into drugs, and so that was my life. Hey, it's Dwayne here. I'm doing 15 years. So my family side of things, that got put on a back burner, but then I come to custody, like I was saying, and I did some other programs, like Hey Dad was one of them, and about how to be a father and that, and from inside jail, like, and then when you get out, you know, yeah, being a good role model and a father figure for your son, like you should be, you know. I've got a 12-year-old son, like I've been in jail most of his life, which is, but we've got a strong relationship now, as much as it can be over the phone and through visits and that. If you've had a strained relationship with your kids and that, how to, when you get out, get back in there and get it back to as strong as possible it can be again, you know? How to be a responsible role model for, I'll say for my boy, because I've only got a son. Just pretty much how to be a man, eh? Like, that's what it is at the end of the day. We're the men. If you've got kids and that, you're the man. You're the one that's expected to keep your family safe, be a provider, be a protector, by providing for your family, protecting your family. Pretty much them main too. Be there with your family and be there for your kids and that, you know. Like, I haven't been there for my son. I've been out there 6 weeks for him, but I'm on the right track. I know what I've got to do now to be there. When I get out, my son will be 16, I'll be 35, so he'll be around about that age. I'll catch him at a good age. That's where I started mucking up when I was around about that age, so... He's got my blood on him, so there's always a possibility that could happen. I want to get out and lead him in the right direction. He's pretty good, so I don't think he'll ever go down his track. Hopefully my boy is going to be listening to this. Hey, son, it's me. Love you and that, and pretty much, yeah, be good at school and that, and be good for your mum, eh?
My name is Lordy. I'm from Glen Ennis. Live in Liverpool in Sydney. I'm Bungjlung and Gungbung Berry, 23 years old. Get out in December, so I get my parole. So hopefully, yeah, I'll get out in 5 months.
What are you gonna do when you get out, my brother?
Stay out of jail. Try to get a job for the first time in my life. I've been in for 2 years now. Yeah, just wanna get out. I'll try to just do the right thing and not try and do crime anymore. But it'll be hard because I've been doing crime all my life. Since the age of like 14, and I've been in custody in and out since I was 14 till now. So yeah, it's pretty hard to like try and get on the right track. Like, you have to be sentenced to do courses. Like, I've been on remand half of my time, so like it's hard to do courses in here. Oh, shout out to my auntie Georgette and my Carlo and Jordan and Mangus. They all live in like Queanbeyan in here.
Lordy, he's very loud. Nah, he's a good boy, you know. He does his own thing, he does his own jail.
Yeah, nah, he's a good young brother. His actually family is, we're from the same area, you know, Liverpool and that. Know his family. I'd never met him until coming to jail. He's just like his family, you know. Cheeky little bugger. You know, hopefully we don't see him back in here. I'm pretty sure he'll be right. He's a pretty positive kid, he knows what he's doing.
My name's Ray. I'm from Newcastle, my child's Warramai. I've been locked up my whole life, since I was 10 years old. I'm 28 now. I've probably been out since then, probably about 3 years in my whole life. I'm introducing lies. That's all I know. And the only way I know out is doing crime. I've been in jail for 2.5 years. I've got 19 months left. My family, my mum's from Victoria and my dad's from Brisbane. Hopefully when I get out, I'm going to go down Victoria. Hopefully the COVID-19's over by then, you know, because the borders are shut. I want to go down there, because if I go back to Newcastle, I'll fall in the wrong place and get back on drugs and do crime again. I don't want that. I want to get out and be fresh and be there for my family, yeah. Like, as soon as I get out, if I go back to there, they're just old friends and that, you know what I mean? There's... It's just certain crowds in it, you know, and they just draw me in, and once I get on the drugs, that's it. It's like I'm backed into a corner. It's in my old way, you know. I was just, when I'm on stuff, I don't think right, yeah. It's just, the only way I know is drugs and crime, and that's just to bring me down, yeah. I'm on a drug program called the Butte Program, and hopefully that can help me, stop me from getting on drugs and stuff, yeah. When I was in my last time, I'd done IDAP, intense drug alcohol treatment program, the drug program out Windsor. Yeah, that was a good program. Yeah, that was all right. I should have known to stay out, because that is a good program. Like, it teaches a lot of stuff, but I didn't listen. It's just, yeah, going back to my old area. It gives you a way, it helps you ways of staying off drugs and about going to Narcotics Anonymous. whenever I felt down and I was on drugs and that, they always like gave me this thing to go ring them and they could probably help you and someone to talk to. But I never did it. Like, it was a good thing, but I didn't do it.
You've got to speak in the microphone. There's no point being on radio hiding behind a bookcase.
Yeah, I asked Dwayne here. Yeah, no, I said, Datey, yeah, he's a mad brother. Me and he's pretty close. I know we've been at Goulburn here for a while together, a couple of years and that. Yeah, he's a mad brother. All the brothers in the yard get along with him and that, and what's not to like about him? Yeah, he's a mad brother.
I've been here the longest, so...
A lot of the brothers look up to him or go to him for advice or if there's anything, you know, like we need help with or if we don't understand what's going on.
Nah, the boys are just having a joke, you know. The boys know, the brothers in jail, they understand, you know. A lot of them know me.
Hey, brothers, it's Witty here. So one thing, you know, like the brothers, you know, we all stick together, look out for each other, you know, and be there for support, I guess. Well, recently my mother passed away, and so, like, I was pretty lucky to have the brothers in the yard. They all come and show their support, and, you know, they were there for me if I needed to talk to or something like that. So that was pretty cool. It's life, I guess. She was 64. Very young, you know, but, you know, God bless her, she passed away lung cancer. And she was here local, like, that's why I'm at Goulburn, you know.
They let him out to go see her too, you know, yeah, so that was a good thing, yeah.
They let me go to the hospital, say my goodbyes, and, you know, tell my mum I love her and I always miss her, you know. So, yeah. The boys, they all chipped in, you know, get flowers sent for a funeral. And it was good of them, you know, like...
To all my brothers and families out there with a loved one on the inside, we are doing okay and think of you all the time. Tune in to
2SER 107.3 FM. Hey, it's Dwayne here. I'm the same as Les. I lost my old man in jail, you know, like from cancer a few years ago, and that's how that really snapped me into play to get out there for my mum, and she'd be 60 when I get out. I didn't get to go to a funeral. I wasn't fortunate like Les. I didn't get to go... because Dad wanted to stay at home and just be around family at the time. And he wasn't in a bad way, but he was well enough where he had that option, he could stay at home. He wasn't like Les's mum, she had to be in hospital. So I couldn't get a hospital visit. But yeah, first thing I do when I get out, I go to his grave and I'd have to do what I gotta do, say what I gotta say, probably have a little cry there.
I'm DJ DeWiz, Jailbreak. We'll come back after some music messages and shout outs.
Guess what, cuz? I just got my Hep C treatment last week.
Too bad, bro. Are you sick?
There's new treatment, cuz. No needles, no sickness. You just swallow a pill a day, and it's that easy. Never felt better in my life.
You serious?
Yeah, cuz. There's new treatments out there. You swallow a pill for 3 months, cuz. You feel better in days. You got a good chance for a cure, cuz.
Too easy. You're looking deadly, bro.
Yeah, my missus is stoked too, cuz. I won't be passing it on to no one.
If you're not sure how to clean a fit, check out the picture posters in your jail or the reception diary that shows you what to do, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service. In New South Wales jails, the bleach has been replaced with a yellow liquid called Fincol. It's used exactly the same way as bleach. It's important to flush all the Fincol out of the fit using cold water. Only ever use cold water to clean injecting equipment, as hot water clots the blood.
Be blood aware, don't bloody share. Don't be shame, it's not a game. Be bloody aware, don't bloody share. Keep it clean from the boys in green.
Don't share a thing, a bloody bloody thing. Don't share a thing, a bloody bloody thing.
It's Ray here, boys. Welcome back to this week's Jailbreak. Coming to you from Goulburn Correctional Centre.
2SER 107.3 FM.
Jailbreak visits just about any centre, ASH or SAPO or welfare to contact Jailbreak. Address at the end of the program.
Great to have your company tonight. Connecting all our mob caught up in the system. Going out there to all the brothers and sisters.
Hi, my name's Ray. I'm at Goulburn Correctional Centre down at the Art Kuru Shop, Narrawarra Amma. Yeah, I'm just sitting here with all the brothers. Got Lordy, Les, Billy, and Mick.
Hey, it's Dwayne here. Locked up when I was like 18 and a half. Done all my younger years in jail, so when I got out, I was just in the mentality like, I'm still young, I want to party, I've been away for 4.5 years and just went back to the same old shit pretty much. And then I got out for 6 weeks and then I come in doing this lagging to 15. Now I'm 32 this year, my boy's getting older, me and him are starting to have deeper conversations and I'm telling him the things that my mum and dad was telling me when I was younger. Like, I'm stressing at him about, you know, not being good at school or fighting, and so a lot of nephews and nieces and nephews too now, so... You know, my family's getting bigger and that. I'm in the father role now. I'm not in that kid mode I was in. I just need to get out now and just, yeah, be there for my family. My main problem's ice. Got my drug problem sorted and that. I'm on a methadone program and that. I've been on that for 6 years.
I'm Les. People call me Witty. I'm from Miller, 2168. Dungutty, man. My dad grew up La Perouse and born and raised in Liverpool area. 35. I've got 11 kids, 9 girls, 2 boys. Come from a family of 15. So I've got 9 brothers, 5 sisters. The family is a big thing to me. First time come to jail, I was 18 for drunken misbehaviour, malicious damage and that. I got into a fight at the pub, Parramatta Jail back in the day, 2004. Scary, you know, 300 plus inmates in one area. It's pretty scary. You just got to cope, you got to manage with it, you got to adapt. 5 or 6 weeks or something. Yeah, it was like a big experience. You know, it's very, very like daunting for me. Lucky, but when I come in, you know, like I knew a couple of people from the area, a couple of older uncles and that, so it was all right. But at first, until I seen who was there, yeah, it was very confronting. Really started coming back into jail 2011. Yeah, I had a pretty bad breakup with one of the kids' mums. Yeah, went for a pretty rough stage, rocky patch, getting around the wrong crowd. It was not so much because of drugs or anything, it was just my anger issues, I guess. I overreacted. Something I've got to stop and think about, I guess, is do something to address my anger management. Easier said than done. We all got that similarity, you know what I mean? We got certain influences. Easy to be led astray, I guess, and go down the wrong path. Got out 2017, went back to work, changed my lifestyle and that, but yeah, it's unforeseen circumstances brought me back here. You know, I take responsibility for it, but I've got to do 3.5 years on the bottom, 4.5 on top. I've got to take that time to reflect on what I've missed out on, what I've lost. My youngest, he's one. He was born while I was inside. My main motivation to change my way and be out there, watch him, help him grow up, be a positive role model, I guess. Pretty lucky, you know, like my kids, you know, they're doing all right. They're awesome in school and they're all growing up. Ones that are too old for school, you know, they've got jobs and not going down the same path as me, as I guess. I can't be more happier. The only thing I can say is I've got to be there more for them, you know, on the outside. We're all brought up rough. Struggling, poor, whatever, like coming from a family of 15, 4-bedroom house, you know what I mean? So there's 2 sets of double bunks in every room. It was hard, but it was also good because we were all so close. You know, my mum did the best for us. My dad, he tried, but he was in and out of jail too, trying to provide for us, you know, it wasn't easy. Yeah, sometimes, yeah, he'd come in and out of jail himself. He was still a big influence, even though, like, he used to take us to the footy or whatever when he was around.
This combination out wide.
If you don't want to be in the system, you've got to have the right influences around you, the right crowd to hang around. I guess most of us have seen our dads or our uncles and aunties, you know, coming in and out of jail. My dad and his uncle, like his brothers, so my uncles have been in and out of the system. Me and my brothers have been in and out. Touch wood, none of my sisters have been in, so yet. Hopefully they stay away from this path. We don't want to see young brothers coming in and out of jail and keeping the tradition where families pass down coming in and out of jail. Like, you'll break the cycle, I guess. We know, you know, the feeling of angst, them not being around. If you don't want to go down the same path as us, no one can change that but you. You got to have positive people around you, good influences, stay in school, get a job, have good goals, be family orientated. So yeah, no one can do that but you.
Ha 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 ha!
Ray here. Boys, in my first time, I was scared. My first time I came to jail was in 2010. 18 years old, here I am, you know, in jail. And when I got pinched, I was at Newcastle cells. And when the truck come, I was on the truck with another bloke. And I was sort of nearly in tears in it. And he asked me, hey, what's wrong, mate? And I go, nah, it's my first time. He goes, what Nash are you? And I was like, yeah, I'm Koori. He goes, don't worry, you'll be right, you'll be with the brothers, you know. It was my local jail, but I didn't think nothing of it, you know. I was just scared, thinking, yeah, once I got to the wing, it was at Cessnock 11 wing, most of my mates were there. Once I seen them there, I got comfortable, but yeah, I was scared. I thought I was going to be, yeah, we hear stories and that, what happens in jail to young brothers.
What you hear is a misconception of what it actually really is in jail. And the big problem I find is that you can well adapt into the system, and then it becomes part of your life, because you do, like you said, you do meet people in here that you know before, and that's the sort of crowd that leads you the wrong way or whatever. You find that familiarity with people you know, and then you get comfortable in jail, and then that's what becomes then the habit to coming in and out of jail. So then that's something you need to break the cycle, you know, is by choosing the right crowd, I guess. Because, you know, like if you're coming in and out of jail and you're seeing the same people, you're learning new ways of doing things, then it becomes something that's hard to break.
Told the judge not guilty. I told the judge not guilty. Prosecutor must be filthy. Only Lord knows if I'm guilty. Yeah, told the judge not guilty. I told the judge not guilty. Prosecutor must be filthy. Only Lord knows if I'm...
I'm out on bail, what's up? Can't hear nothing, okay, nothing much.
It's great to have your company. Jailbreak's national weekly prison radio program heard on a growing number of local radio stations, from Broken Hills to Dry FM to Melbourne's 3CR.
On the community radio network.
Connecting all our mob nationally, you know, caught up in the system. Going out there to all the brothers and sisters, you know, hopefully you all like what's getting played.
My message to other brothers and sisters in the system or not in the system to keep your head up. Stay in school, do good. Don't touch drugs. Don't get in wrong crowds in this day. Keep your head up. That was Lordy speaking, yeah.
Hey, everyone out there. It's Les here. It's my message to the other brothers and sisters locked up is, you know, keep your head up, stay strong. You know, think of your family. Be true to yourself, I guess, and stay positive. Black Lives Matter. Yeah.
Enjoy. Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnock and is one of the many great projects of the Community Restorative Centre supporting post-release prisoners and families in New South Wales. I'd like to thank everyone for making this episode of Jailbreak possible, especially the brothers here at Goulburn Correctional Centre, and Kate for giving us the opportunity to participate in this week's episode, and most importantly, all the listeners and followers of Jailbreak, big thanks and shout out to yous. Keep your head up. Stay safe, stay strong. Tune in again to SER 107.3 FM.
Coming on Jailbreak Radio has been good, and it's good to like say your little story and tell people about what you've been through. Like you share your own stories with people, and it's been good for me to do that.
Being on Jailbreak Radio for me is a first. It's good. You know, I'm here with all my brothers. We've enjoyed it. It's a good way to get a message out there to all the young brothers and sisters, just to let you know that it's all right, keep your head up.
My message to other brothers and sisters, whether you're in the system or on the outside, is stay strong, keep your head up. I know sometimes it may get hard, but it's up to you at the end of the day just to keep soldiering on and you'll get through it. Stay strong.
Why don't you put up your hand for some radio? Jailbreak visits just about any centre. Ask your SAPO or welfare to contact Jailbreak.
Jailbreak pays respects to the Gadigal tribe, the traditional custodians of lands on which Jailbreak's produced at, Sydney's 2SER. Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnock and is one of the many great projects of the Community Restorative Centre supporting post-release prisoners and families in New South Wales. Right to Jailbreak Care of 2SER PO Box 123 Broadway 2007. Families or staff, email Jailbreak at 2ser.com and make sure you check out Jailbreak Facebook page. Search for Jailbreak Radio. I'd like to thank everyone for making this episode of Jailbreak possible, especially the brothers here at Goulburn Correctional Centre, and most importantly, all the listeners and followers of Jailbreak. Big thanks and shout out to yous. Keep your head up. Stay safe. Stay strong.